Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Joel Pilka with the Crush Life Podcast. You need to trust yourself. Ha, ha, ha. I mean it. Everybody around me, myself included, my wife, my friends, most of them. Not everybody, you know, but think about it. Remember along the way, man, we used to be cocky. We used to be confident in some areas of our life, whether it was maybe on the baseball field or maybe it was in a certain class in Spanish. You really knew your stuff, you know, or maybe it was just shooting hoops out front, you know, like your net, your rim. You were so confident, you know, just in who you were driving your car. You were 16, 17, maybe you're 16, 17 now, and you just think you're the shit, right? Good looking. You got the world on a string. But like somewhere along the way, maybe after a few losses or maybe after a girl turning you down or ghosting you or whatever it was, or getting fired from a job or whatever it could be, we lose our confidence in ourselves. And we stop trusting our gut because sometimes it got us in the wrong spot or sometimes it didn't work out. I'm guessing, right? But right now, man, it's easier to doubt yourself. It's easier to doubt ourselves, maybe because of social media. Now I think about it, there's so many people around doing all this stuff. And we always put our cool stuff online for the most part. Like, hey, look at this cool picture I took. Look at this cool thing I did. Look at this cool trip we took. You get it? So maybe that makes us feel like, man, we are not living. We got to get going. I got to get more money. I got to travel. I got to do more things. I got to do more stuff. I want to buy those shoes or whatever. But like, we lose confidence in who we are, I think, because of all that. I think it gets diluted. So anyway, I was recently just telling somebody, hey, man, I'm excited for you when you trust yourself, when you come out of your shell and you stop, like, you know, thinking, like, subordinating yourself at work, or you stop, you know, thinking that sometimes I feel like I'm younger than everybody. You ever feel that way? I always feel like that I'm younger than everybody, but we're the same age. Like, I'll be in a group. And maybe some of the people are older than me. They're in their 30s or whatever. And I'll still somehow feel like I don't so much anymore, but I always feel like I was younger than everybody. I don't know why. And then that would make me doubt myself at times, or I would, you know, play smaller. And it's, you see people, you know, saying, love yourself, live in your full self, be your true self, be your authentic self. A lot of that is us trying to find out who we are, really, for the most part. But it's also that when you can live like that, you can hear it in my voice. When you can live, and you've done it, or you've experimented with it, I'm sure. But when you can live in that space where you're really being yourself, that's when you attract the people that are like you. But you also, this is harder for me, is you also probably scare some people away. You're probably not their cup of tea anymore. They're probably not ready for you. Maybe they don't like you now. Maybe you're too brash. Maybe I talk too much, whatever it is. And maybe not everybody's going to like you. And, you know, I'm not a huge, like, people pleaser, but also I don't want people to dislike me. You know, we don't want that. We don't probably to hate you or whatever. So it's like more of that, right? It's more of hoping something doesn't happen more than trying to hope something happens. It's interesting. We do that as we're older too. As we're younger, we hope. I saw this on a poster and too much to say, but look, when we're younger, we hope, right? We hope we're going to do this. We hope we get the job. We hope we get the girl. We hope we get the money, whatever. And then as we get older, or as you know, when we're younger, that's what we do. We hope when we get older, we hope things don't happen, right? I hope it's not cancer. I hope it's not a thing. I hope it's not bad. I hope it's not, it's all, hope stuff doesn't happen. And it's almost like a lack of confidence, or again, it's a little bit jaded, and we don't want to get jaded. We've talked about that before, but the whole point of this, and for me, was to just trust your gut. Just trust your gut in a world diluted and full of noise and everything. And we don't know what's real. Just trust your gut. What the hell? And go all in. You know what we're going to do today? We're going to go all in. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to crush life.